Hello, this is Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds. You probably recognize that opening bird voice. It was the familiar and raucous call of the American crow. Most of us recognize crows. They're common year-round in this area, and they're one of our more abundant winter birds. Crows are a member of the corvid family, which includes jays, ravens, and magpies. They're a study in black. Black feathers, black feet, black bill, black eyes, they are remarkably black. Crows are large, courageous, and aggressive. You've probably seen them and heard them defending their territory from squirrels and seen them on the wing mobbing and harassing owls and hawks. Lots of people have a dislike for crows. Farmers for plundering their cornfields and orchards, hunters for raiding the nests of game birds and waterfowl, bird lovers for eating the eggs and nestlings of their favorite songbirds, and those who want to sleep late and are disturbed by the loud and early calls of the crows.
Despite the crop damage they might do, they eat a lot of grubs, insects, and four-legged farm pests like mice, and they also destroy a lot of weed seeds. They do raid nests, but it has been found from analysis of stomach contents that only a small percentage is composed of eggs and the young of other birds. Often admired for their intelligence, American crows can work together, devise solutions to problems, and recognize unusual sources of food. Some people regard this resourcefulness and sociality as an annoyance when it leads to large flocks around dumpsters, landfills, and roosting sites, but others are fascinated by it. There have been efforts to eliminate crows, even going so far as to cause mass slaughter by bombing their communal roosts, which can often hold a few hundred to up to 2 million individuals. And in recent years, there's been a decline in population due to West Nile virus, to which crows are extremely susceptible. But the crows have survived, and there are now more than when settlers first came to this country, with population estimates of 27 million crows. So, Pat, how has the crow managed to survive and thrive?
Well, first of all, they can eat practically anything, thanks to their all-purpose beak, which is stout, sharp, pointed, and tough as steel, and which they can use to hammer, crush, crack, probe, split, and tear. They're able to live almost anywhere. Forests, cities, garbage dumps, roadsides, and fields. And they are smart. They can figure out how to find and access food, even using tools such as sticks for prying, dropping shelled creatures onto rocks to break them open, and even putting nuts onto a roadway to let passing traffic break them open. They often dig holes and store excess food in the ground.
The most remarkable and unusual aspects of crows is their complex social organization. They form mated pairs and can be seen to display affection and grooming behaviors. They live in extended families or cooperative groups, usually with 8 or 9 members in a defined territory. There's the breeding pair, yearling helpers, that is the young from the year before, and adult helpers. The whole family cooperates to raise young. Members of the group perform every task, bringing nest-building materials and helping construct the nest, sitting on the eggs, bringing food and helping to feed the young and cleaning the nest. But during much of the year, individual crows leave the home territory to join large flocks at dumps and agricultural fields and to sleep in large roosts in winter. Family members go together to the flocks, but they do not stay together in the crowd. So, as you travel around through our wintry landscapes, we hope you'll notice and admire these adaptable and fascinating birds.
If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, you can email us at forthebirds@farmandcountry.org. If you'd like to hear this or any other For the Birds segment, you can find them on our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society website, at www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON. Just click on the For the Birds graphic and then choose the segment you'd like to hear. This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.